Saint Peter of Verona was born in Verona, Italy, in the year 1205. Both his parents were Catharists, which is a heresy that denied God created the material world. Even so, Peter was educated at a Catholic school where he converted to the faith, and later at the University of Bologna. Now, while in Bologna, Peter was accepted into the Dominican order by Saint Dominic himself. He developed into a great preacher and was well known for his inspiring sermons in the Lombardy region as Inquisitor of Northern Italy, where many Catharists lived. Peter's preaching attracted large crowds, but as Inquisitor, he made many enemies. Because the Dominicans were theologically trained preachers, the popes entrusted the Inquisition to them. He spent about 6 months in that office, and it is unclear if he was ever involved in any trials. His one recorded act was a declaration of clemency for those confessing heresy or sympathy to heresy. In 1251, his jurisdiction was extended to most of northern Italy. Although he attracted huge crowds with his preaching as an inquisitor, he also made enemies. Marvelously filled with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, he labored continually for the propagation and defense of the true faith, being zealous for its promotion among the people. Wherever he went, the deaf, the dumb, the blind, the lame, and people sick with every kind of ailment were brought to him. Ordinarily, all were benefited by his prayers. They praised God for the power of healing, which he had given his servant. Now, Saint Peter of Verona, throughout his life, was also known for performing exorcisms and miracles. But one of the most remembered events in the life of Saint Peter of Verona was the Horned Madonna of the Portinari Chapel. The apparition of the Horned Madonna of the Portinari Chapel is a false apparition of the Blessed Mother. It involves Saint Peter of Verona showing the Blessed Sacrament to the Virgin Mary, making her adore it, and the truth was revealed. Now, what he did was telling. He took the Eucharist, exposed it in a monstrance, and said, "If you really are the Mother of God, adore your Son, who is truly present here." The supposed apparition suddenly transformed into a demon and then vanished into air. All Cathars, who also saw it, was converted on the spot. This is one of the reasons why the Catholic Church is thorough in investigating alleged apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, in his sermons, he denounced heresy and also those Catholics who professed the faith by words but acted contrary to it in deeds. Crowds came to meet him and followed him. Conversions were numerous, including many Cathars who returned to Orthodoxy. Because of this, a group of Milanese Catharists conspired to kill him. They hired an assassin named Carino of Balsamo. Carino's accomplice was Manfredo Clitoro of Giussano. On the 6th of April, 1252, when Peter was returning from Como to Milan, the two assassins followed Peter to a lonely spot near Barlasina, and there killed him and mortally wounded his companion, a fellow friar named Domenico. Carino struck Peter's head with an axe and then attacked Domenico. Peter rose to his knees and recited the first article of the symbol of the apostles, the Apostles' Creed, offering his blood as a sacrifice to God. According to legend, he dipped his fingers in it and wrote on the ground, "Credo in Dium," I believe in God, the first words of the Apostles' Creed. Saint Peter of Verona was canonized by Pope Innocent IV on March 9, 1253, the fastest canonization in papal history. Saint Peter of Verona, prega pro noi.